Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Don't snatch. You don't snatch from people. It is rude.
Proceed.
Matt, are we live?
To 36 countries.
Holy shit, man. Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got to get this out of the way. Bend and see it. It's till I come. Very good.
We're all a bit sick. I started it. I was patient zero. Now, 100, I'd say probably 100 people have gotten sick.
Shut up!
Oh, fuck, we don't have the trumpet.
Yeah. Oh. That doesn't work, Matt.
It's a soft trumpet do you talk of?
We're buying a new instrument.
To buy one on Marketplace.
I went to the shop.
Oh, man. What happened last week? What did we do on the weekend?
We had dinner.
We finished Which Sport is the Scariest. That's nice. Now we can go back to filming normal shit. We got fucking filming a brand deal for Ned's again at the moment. What happened last week?
We had a birthday dinner for me.
Yeah, we had a birthday dinner for Michael on Friday. But before that, Michael hurt his back real bad at the gym and Tocker. So we couldn't film last Thursday and Friday. Other than that, pretty fucking chill weekend. Am I right?
Yeah. I was horizontal most of it.
What did you do to your back?
I think I went too hard in the gym with weights and then played cardio that later that day and it was all tight.
He's getting old. See, we must stretch our corpses now.
So annoying.
You know, isn't it weird to think that we're all going to be fucking stiff corpses one day? Like, you will be a stiff corpse. We won't move. Our bodies will just be a stiff, decomposing corpse.
You're not going to get cremated?
I don't think so, man. Because what if the off chance you fucking... Your spirit flying off and they're still like a bit connected to your corpse and then you're fucking burning and all of a sudden your fucking spirit's on fire.
Yeah, you don't want your spirit to be on fire.
You'd rather it rot slowly.
A soul on fire is a wasted soul, Matthew.
And that's actually in the Bible.
And that's why they bring it up.
That's why they burn people, man.
Wasted what do you soul? Think the Salem burnings were about?
You fucking witches. Idiot.
Yep. Well, you're fucking halfway there.
So that's our weekends.
Yep.
And what else is fucking going on? We launched our fucking weed website, all right? We don't sell weed on there yet, but we will. It's www.cutn.com.au. We sell like this vape and shit on there. And it's pretty expensive though. It's like $375, but it's fucking worth it. They're fucking the good shit. Like, the battery lasts for like days and days.
Perfect for golfing.
You just take it around with you and just smoke it and you fucking... We got some other bits and pieces on there, but we will be adding more products to the site as we go. So, that happened yesterday. We launched that.
What was the website address again?
Cutn.com. CUTN.com.au.
.au.
Okay. .au. Yeah, there is a .com. It's .au. Fuck me. Battling a cold, aren't we? And this podcast is sponsored by Manscaped. If you want to buy some male grooming products, you can have 20% off if you use our discount code FULLYACTUAL. All right, all you got to do is manscaped.com, go there, FULLYACTUAL, you get 20% off some shit. They got really nice smelling things. They've got ball trimmers, but it has come to our attention that these can still, some of you guys have messaged and said, I just cut my balls with one. So, they're good, but don't be fucking reckless with
it. Gotta be safe.
Yeah, you
gotta take your time.
If you're in a rush... Maybe just do it when you get home and you got a few minutes. Isn't that right, Matthew?
Yeah, but not too slow. Don't hold them down on your skin. That's also quite...
Matt's tried it all and your testicles were bloodied. Last week's podcast, by the way, we we were making some really inappropriate jokes and shit, and we got scared and we had to cut a lot of it. So I don't know. I don't think many people noticed, but it was a bit like some of it was a little bit weird or didn't flow like it usually does, because we literally had to cut huge chunks of stuff out.
So it was risque.
It was quite risque. But last week's podcast is already the most commented podcast that we've had yet, and it's only been out for fucking 24 hours. So keep the fucking comments coming, guys.
That's it is good showing support.
The podcast is starting to swell like a fucking big tumor. Ball bag.
Tumor.
And it's only a matter of time. Like, it's rock hard. It's only a matter of time before the ejaculate shoots out into the stars and this podcast becomes a nice, big, juicy fucking load. Shit!
On what?
On a back? On a back of someone?
Like a nice, smooth 10 back.
Yeah,
I can see that.
And we're getting close, you know? I can feel it swelling. Let's see if we can get... It's nice seeing when the podcasts get like 500 likes. So if you can't support us in any other way, all you need to do is just comment the best and give the video a thumbs up. That's it. And then we can fucking grow and then we're happy. We're happy doing this for free. And another weird thing that happened last week, the fucking podcast had 20 ads in it. We posted it demonetized, like they all are, instantly because of the things that you say.
Hey, we cut them.
And it had 20 ads in it. And people are like, oh, what the fuck? I thought you guys didn't get ads in it. And we don't get paid for that.
I was actually found it really strange that we titled it, YouTube Hates Us.
Yeah.
And that's the one that decided to...
And then YouTube fucking sneaks ads in and we don't even get fucking paid for the fucking dogs. Look, I'll show you guys. All our videos are demonetized. I'll fucking show you, dog. See? Look at all that yellow. Yellow, yellow. There are some green, some of the prank calls, the short ones, they're monetized. But that's it when we upload them separately.
But if you want to support us hardcore... and support the podcast. What sponsors the podcast is the University of Mark.
Our subscription website where we post a weekly massive vlog of the behind the scenes of our day-to-day lives and extra footage from whatever social media video we got coming out.
And holy fuck, yeah, do we have some big shit.
Literally.
Today
we spent the morning, a good hour, eating a massive bowl of corn.
And we are going to make... poo corn.
We are going to try and make hunger obsolete. All right, that is our goal. All right, we're smart enough. We have the resources. We had this idea live on the podcast. You guys heard us coming up with it.
Mm.
And so what we've done is we've just had fucking a kilo of corn each. And Michael was he didn't even chew any. He was just swallowing like tablets. And tomorrow, when we need to do poo poo, we're going to slam it into a bucket. We're going to wash the shit off. And see if we can re-eat the corn, therefore not ever needing to buy new food.
Until the corn goes off. Obviously, you might have to have like maybe once corn goes off, which is like every, what, couple months, you might have to get a fresh corn cob. Yeah. But I'm sure the world can give up two fucking corn cobs.
If we can make it so that you only need to eat a fresh meal once a month, that should eliminate world hunger, I think. I ran some numbers, right? And the numbers that I ran, it was a mess. Like it made no sense. But I'm pretty sure that if we do that,
then that
hunger will be gone, wiped out. All of those people in Africa, they'll be so full.
Well, yeah, everyone just needs one corn
a month. Well, we'll see. We haven't got the results.
One cob of corn.
That's our hypothesis, and we're pretty fucking sure about it. Now, obviously, we won't be able to post that video to social media because it's us shitting in buckets and cleaning shit and eating it. So that, unfortunately, will be on the website, but we'll show as much as we can, okay? Because I want the world to see, especially if it works.
Mm. Next segment.
We put it to you last week. We put it out there. Do you want On This Days to come back, or should we just focus on the diary entry? And the people have spoken, and the On This Day, the final On This Day I have on my phone, the very last one, and then it's just diary entries. And you guys are going to be so happy with me. I even managed to find my old diary, and even though Michael ripped his up, there's still some small bits of diary that are usable as well. So it's going to be a diary entry from all three of us.
I stole Julian's diary.
All right. Well, fucking hell. Hopefully he'll start. There'll be a diary entry from Julian as well.
I wonder if there's anything about his parents in there.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. He's a sick, twisted puppy, that boy. And you know what, Matt? You are. You are fucked in the head. Anyway, let's get on to the final on this day. This is like... We should be emotional for this. You might cry.
Okay, I'm going to get into my mode.
All right, the final on this day, everyone. God, it's like, wow, I can't believe we've gotten here to this. 3.5 seasons of On This Days. On this day in 2021, so today, the final On This Day is written. On This Day has brought us a lot of laughter and sometimes tears. And it has been an absolute pleasure researching them. The end of this On This Day now paves way for a new segment. A segment which reveals who I, Matthew Gregory Brown, really am. I have been hiding my true self from the world, ashamed of my thoughts. But now as I reach a point of clarity in my life, I realize I must share these thoughts with the world. For expressing who I am at my core is the only way to overcome myself. So lend me your ears, but beware, I was a very broken man, and hearing some of my dark days may shock your very essence. Goodbye on this day, and welcome to the mind of Matthew Brown.
I was so close to getting a fucking tear, look.
Yeah, wow, very good.
Is there one falling?
His eyes are slightly watery. Very good, man.
Thank you.
All right, final on this day. All right, I've got here Michael's diary entry first. All right. Diary entry in 2007. Diary entry number 199 from Michael Brookhouse. I had 3 hours of tennis coaching today, and then I played some Xbox with Marty at night. We made jokes about inappropriate things and fell asleep at 4 a.m.
That sounds like a typical fucking year 12 night.
Yeah. Diary entry in 2009. Diary entry number 287 from Marty McDiver. And that is my last name. Today was good. We went to the shops and I watched a movie with my friend. All right. And all right, Matthew Brown. A little bit longer. Okay. Diary entry number 1722, 2080 from Matthew Gregory Brown. My eyes were bulging out of my face. It was a balancing act staying hidden in the bushes and getting an unobstructed view of a girl eating a hot dog. She takes another bite and my eyes bulge further. They bulge so much that they start to shudder and hurt. I notice blood running down my arm and I see that I've crushed my iPhone with my hand and the glass was deeply embedded. I smile at the wound and my asshole seizes up as the blood excites me. I look up just in time to see her take another bite. Lovely breasts, I blurt out. An elderly couple walking nearby hears me but is too scared to look over. The girl finishes the hot dog and goes to leave the park where we were having a date in. I tell myself I need to act now and stumble out of the bushes that were concealing me. The girl is startled and stares at me. My eyes were still bulging uncomfortably out of my skull and I had urinated my pants earlier to cool down. What's your address? I half yell as I walk quickly towards her. Her demeanor quickly changes and she puts her hand up and firmly says, stop! I stop, confused as to why she's being confrontational. Oh, sorry, I just thought we were on a date and it was going really well. She looks confused and scared. Stay away from me! I come. I find her strength sexy. She turns and runs. People all over the park were now looking at me. I push my bulging eyes back into my head and quickly started walking home. I was certain she liked me. She smiled at me 6 months ago at the coffee shop. I thought we were a couple. My fleshlight will have to satisfy my little brown... yet again, as my little brown grows hungrier and hungrier for real flesh.
Oh, dude, her strength turned me on.
You need your mic, man.
Oh, shit. Her strength seduced me or whatever that was. That fucking part got me good.
You asked for her address. It's, of course, it's going to scare her.
Why were you trying to scare her? If you knew that she was uncomfortable.
I didn't think I was being scary.
Well, asking for an address is pretty...
It's like really forward thing to do, especially if you just come out of the bushes. But I guess he thought that they were on a date or something.
Clearly, yeah, sorry about that.
Clearly not the case. Yeah, I'm a bit worried about like your psyche here. Like, it's good.
What year though? It might have been ages back.
It was 2018.
Yeah, it's like 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they only go up to 2018. So is that when you sort of like...
I started this podcast and that was therapy. Mm. That changed.
Could be it. Yeah. Wow. So we've saved Matt Brown. Matt Brown was on a very dark path there. By the sounds of it, you were unaware that you were on such a dark path too.
You were probably going to rape someone.
It's not looking good, eh? And who knows? Like he hasn't made eye contact with us. I'm assuming that maybe in some one of the diary entries. Look, I don't know. I don't want to speculate.
Oh shit! I sort of spoke too soon. You think?
Well, no. I'm saying that maybe. Maybe he did.
Yeah, I know. So I shouldn't have said that he hasn't raped someone.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean, Matt?
Yeah.
He's going to stay quiet on that. All right, it's for the best. Oh, we'll find out. You know, it's thank you for offering such an insight, though. It's very interesting. It's like...
It's very, very...
Disgusting.
It's very, very...
Fucking animal, but it's interesting.
Mine was good.
Yeah, mine was all right.
It was just very... You normally go in more detail.
I must have been tired or something.
Sorry.
But yeah, Matt's is always very detailed. Very detailed.
I can't. Detail. Well, I'll bring Julian's next week.
Yeah, yeah. Bring Julian's along. See what that one's like.
He's got videotapes in his too.
Surely that's like... Your diary could be a...
A movie.
Every episode could be like a scat porn episode.
Do you know somebody sent me this House of Horrors scat porn video?
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
It was a nightmare. And it started off with like a family in like a horror house. Like something out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Except it's all like weird scat porn vomit shit.
And didn't they like intrigue you, or was this last week's story?
No, it got me in there. Hang on, you're talking about something different. That got me watching. But somebody sent me another one where it was like a pretty girl dancing.
Ooh.
And I was like, it sucks you in.
Yeah, of course it would.
And then like
brown tingling
just as it's about to obviously hit its peak, it flicks to a video of a guy about to cut his penis off.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough to... I had to pause there.
At Matt Brown 1111 if you want to send Matt some
stuff. Send him nice videos too, though.
Yes, yeah, a bit of a mixed bag.
Actually, it's pretty funny you say that, because I did say to someone, I said, wow, you're sending me some tough shit to watch. And they said, yeah, all right. And they sent me something nice.
What was it?
I think it was just
two dogs having sex.
Someone sent me a dude fucking a chicken.
Oh.
Like literally, he's like just smashing it into his dick.
Yeah, they're like, their chickens are basically just fleshlights with feathers.
Was it making noise? Was it like,
quiet.
Oh man, that's horrible.
Oh, yeah, that is terrible.
Fucking animals is not on, Matt Brown. I hope that never happens in any of your fucking diary entries. But I am unsure. I don't really know who you are anymore.
Time will tell.
How is this person so normal, but this diary is such an insight directly into his soul?
I think you're beautiful still.
Thanks, man.
We'll see. I'm on guard. I'm on guard now.
Sorry if I sound a bit funny. I'm still a bit sick.
Yeah, we're all a little bit sick, aren't we? I did that. Got Mon sick, and then Mon got people at her work sick, and then bloody Matt's people got Wholesome sick. It's just a big fucking dishwasher. Big dishwasher.
How about you, Michael? Did you get anyone sick?
I don't know. Well, I coughed up so much phlegm. So much.
You should make sculptures with it.
Yeah, well, I kept it in a bottle and poured it out. I sent a photo to you.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember. Do you want to see it, Matt?
No.
I'm going to show you.
Okay.
It's fucked. Like, it was...
Where is it?
When you're sick, your phlegm goes green. It's really pretty.
Yeah, or yellowish sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hold that right up to the camera, Matt? It looks like cottage cheese or something. What? Yeah. Did you spread it?
As I poured the bottle of water out, that's how it sort of flowed out.
All right. People watching on YouTube.
Is this a picture?
Yeah, it's just a picture. You're about to see it. That's come out straight out of Michael's fucking throat. people listening, it lungs. Looks like cottage cheese that's been spread on the ground with a knife.
Yeah, it's fucked. It's been a rough few days.
Yeah, we're quite ill and the energy's levels are low. But the fucking man, it's been motivating seeing the podcast going.
Yeah.
Better and better and better. Each episode, it's like we used to get 5,000 views in a week and now it's like 5,000 in a day. So you fucking, everyone's fucking pumping the support and it's fucking red hot. Keep the comments flying, keep the likes flying and keep the ears open, bro.
Thank you.
Let's answer some questions.
Okay.
Dude, I had a girlfriend tell me, dude, having sex when you are munted, think about some of the faces you put. Like, dude. Yeah. She said that like she was, it turned her off so much. Just like so twisted. Like,
cross.
You're like fucking just going left to right.
It'd be fucking
bang, bang.
Oh, it'd be like having sex with someone with a and disability.
Imagine you're like fully trying to thrust on top of them. You're like that. Like,
oh.
It's just so fucked.
Oh, that is...
Like, that would make you feel sick. Imagine even a chick doing that, like, riding you. Oh, yeah. I don't know. That could be sort of hot. But, like, I don't know. It's just, as a dude, it doesn't look hot when he's trying to pump you and you're just fucking chewing your jaw off with your eyes caving in on your own skull.
I've got about a 2-minute video of you, like... chewing your face off.
You can't fucking.
And so
come.
Now I can picture your coming face.
Oh, you can't. You can't come on MDMA either. Yeah. So you'd just be sitting like that the whole time.
Yeah, just really trying hard to get to the point of coming, and that's just you go more intense, more you chew your jaw. God damn. Yeah, I was like, shit. Don't look at me. Don't look at me!
As you fucking slamming away, cunt. Who are you? Get out of my house! You're trying to see who you are, cunt. We are delving down the inappropriate holes.
Wee. Touchy!
Don't touch the surface. Don't touch the surface with my toe. Dude. The ripples.
I like that.
All right, first question is from Dr. Braidney.
From James Kirkpatrick. Marty, did you ever find who had the pictures from when they did the metal detecting? Did you ever find the people who took the pictures?
No, that is well and truly gone. And like I say every time someone brings it up, I prefer not to think about it. And I just want to forget that ever happened and forget that someone out there has a picture of my little brown.
Yes! Oh, you made me faint almost. Oh, you made my nose itchy. Fucking
that.
Hell.
Fuck that, man. How's that happened to my laugh, cunt? Hey? You know how your laugh changes throughout your life?
Yeah.
I used to have a...
Now it's... It's like a fucking kookaburra. He sounds like a kookaburra.
Yeah, well, birds have been following me ever since I've started laughing like that. I think it's some sort of mating call.
All right, next question is from G.R. Freeman. Good question, by the way.
Thank you.
Would you rather only age from the neck up or the neck down? If you had the choice.
Probably. What would make you live longer? Because you need your brain. Right?
Yeah, but you've got heart. More organs and shit.
Yeah, but the brain's the most important one.
Yeah. Like,
imagine having our fucking brains and heads, cunt, and fucking be 80 down here, brother. That'd be fucking insane, cunt. We'd be playing with our flesh and that.
Yeah, you could sort of like play with all your skin.
No one would believe you.
I'd probably, for looks-wise, want my face younger, but for health-wise, I'd want my body younger.
But then, yeah, I guess you probably would live longer if you just let your head deteriorate. You'd have like a 30-year-old body, but a grandpa's skull, and you'd have fucking Alzheimer's up to your heels, cunt.
Yeah,
How is that a laugh? It turned into just a piss take laugh that's just taken on a mind
we
of its own.
We fucking heard someone do that the other day.
Yeah, it's exactly right. I don't make these laughs up. I hear them around.
Next question is from Josh Kiel. What are your guys' opinions on Jake Paul, Logan Paul boxing or any other social media people boxing?
I don't mind it. People think it's real bad for the for boxing or for MMA, but I don't think it is. It's getting eyes on the sport. And that means even if it is like a professional fighting a fucking someone who's only had a couple of fights, it's still entertainment. It doesn't matter what you do. It's entertaining. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, but the way they go about it is a bit...
I wouldn't do it, but it does make a bit of money.
Yeah, they're making a fuckload of money. And but yeah, I don't know, the Paul brothers, they've got a way of promoting things that works. It's a bit much.
I heard a really good opinion from a proper wrestler, and he was saying, I never get angry at WWE for doing fake wrestling, and he's saying it's very entertaining.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Why would a boxer get angry at an amateur that can put on an entertaining fight?
Sometimes I think it might just be a squinted jealousy that this nobody is making 10 times the amount of money that they are, even though they're a professional in the sport and have dedicated their lives to it. That's why it's a bit like fucking, but you know, you got the fucking followers, you can do what you want. My brother, am I right?
Put it there, pal.
God, bring that shit in, man. I want to have that on me. I want to make a necklace out of this moment, cunt. Okay. I want to make a jewelry out of that.
Okay.
That hug, man. How do you make a hug necklace, cunt? How do you make a necklace?
Next.
Confused.
No, I got angry that we went down that path.
Hug necklace.
Next question is from Tala Ahmad. Whatever happened to vlogs? You guys do vlogs on your website?
Yeah, vlogs
they start
on the website
back this week.
Yeah, and we'll be doing the shortened vlogs for YouTube like we were at the start of the year. It's just we weren't doing that
with the series
going on. We're also going to do some social media videos again. All those little games and shit that everyone's like playing now. They're pretty fun and easy to film, and they go well. Maybe some pranks, eh?
Oi!
Excite you. Have some prank days.
Till I come.
We'd like that, wouldn't we?
Don't touch me again.
Next question is from Addison Leap 49. Marty, where were you born? In what hospital in Germany?
Heidelberg.
Oh, fuck up. What the fuck did he say?
Heidelberg.
Now I'm shy.
Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
No, I was born at Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuck.
No, born in East Germany. I don't want to say the names because I will be ridiculed and made fun of.
Sorry. Okay.
My German has really got... I realized last week reading one of the... I've forgotten a lot of German. I was only 3 and now I'm 30. 1, 2, nearly.
Shit, man.
Addison also had a follow-up question.
Bitch.
Saying, Marty... Oh, sorry. Why are you German, Marty?
I think I don't really have a choice in it. And I'm not that German. I would consider myself true blue, brother. Just fucking spent the bulk of my life here. Cunt.
You're a farmer.
I've known no other way, cunt. I fucking came here when I was fucking 3 years old, cunt, on the farms, New South Wales, right? That's fucking more Aussie than most 3-year-olds here, cunt. And I don't remember much from fucking Germany. I was fucking 3 years old, cunt. I only remember bits and pieces here and there, cunt. And fucking going back to visit the old fucking family every now and then, cunt. When I was fucking kid, cunt.
Did you fuck a cow or get the lust for a cow as a kid?
No, I would have been.
Did you have a cow on the property?
No, I would have been. I think 14, 15, I knew something was wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Next question is from Calissa Adams. Is the vape smokeless?
Little bit comes out sometimes.
We put it on the hottest temperature setting.
But yeah, you can't
see
it.
So it burns more, gets you fucked quicker. But you can't, yeah, it's like it's much easier to smoke than bongs and pipes and shit. Isn't that right, mate? You're being very flirtatious this evening. Look at that, man. Does that get you a little brown going?
Who are your role models or heroes?
Oh, fuck.
What's wrong?
Or just name one.
I'd probably be yours, wouldn't I? Surely I'm yours. Your hero and your role model?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, Bruce Willis is up there. Why?
Because he's like the best action film man in the world.
And that's what matters in life. I like Russell Brand. I like Will Ferrell, Andy Samberg. Very funny people.
Yeah, Andy Samberg's pretty cool.
Fucking...
I thought Chad from that band would be yours.
Anyway. Chad Kruger from Nickelback.
Yeah.
You do dress yourself like him. How did we wind up like this? And why weren't we able to see the signs that we missed?
All right, next question is from is from Ed Boycon. This is one of the higher liked ones. Michael.
Yeah.
Would you consider getting a mullet? You'd become a very sexy ranger ringworm. Love you, boys.
I've already got a fucking
dude, I would
mullet.
Love you with a mullet. No, like shave the sides, cunt.
It's already... Shave the sides. I had a friend hack into it the other night and now I've got a mullet.
You haven't changed your hairstyle for so long. Mm-hmm. You haven't changed your hairstyle for so long. I think maybe try mullet, mate. Why don't you try mullet? And we can change your name to Randall.
Randall?
What do you think? Do you think Matt look? I mean, Michael looks like a Randall?
No.
Comment what name you... if you saw Michael and you didn't know his name was Michael, what name would you think that he has? And same for me. What name do you think that I have?
And Matt.
Matt looks like maybe a Bruce?
Or a...
A
Rupert?
Oh, yeah, I could see a Rupert. Or maybe like a Gustav? Gustavsson?
Oh, fucking...
Rame? R-A-M-E.
I found a name book in my parents' stuff. And
Gus.
They had Damien circled
his name
once.
Is Gus. Oh,
Damien? Yeah, it could be a Damien.
Angus. It's Angus.
Oh, yeah, Angus. Anyway.
Next question is from Goofy Fat Ass.
Oh, don't!
Just wanted to ask, instead of a flute, would you guys try a harmonica for your farting?
Yeah, that could work. A harmonica, you don't need much air.
Oh.
And then I'll just slot it in between the cheeks and... That's a great idea. Yes, yep. We're going to get a harmonica.
And that's cheaper. We went to get a trumpet the
other
day.
You can get
cheap harmonicas. They were like $400.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
All right.
Yeah, they are. Fuck off.
Fuck that. It's like a bit of brass.
You can find that in the walls of any house.
Yeah, you just take it out. It's in the copper. It's like in the wiring and shit.
We did that once.
Yeah.
Next question is from Lake McBogan. Have you guys ever pranked your parents and what did you do to them if you did?
Not really.
I used to wait in... I think I've said this before. My mum would be vacuuming and I'd wait in cupboards for so long till it opened it up and then I'd scare her. She'd be so terrified. I used to hear my dad getting up for work. He'd be like, 5:30, 5:45, he'd leave. I'd quickly wait and get like wait around like in the garage as he's leaving for work. I'd scare the shit out of him. He hated that. Like it wasn't like, it was just like, Michael, go away. Like so dismissive of me. Like, why are you here? It's fucking 5:45 a.m. and I'm on my way to work. Go to bed. Mum would be like, you get a reaction. And that would feed it more. Mm. You'd want to do it more.
Yeah, I think, mum, same, just a scare here or there. They weren't really into the...
I remember one distinct prank I did to my mum and she was a bit upset about it. Like, not in a, like, angry way. She was just like, just a bit disappointed and it broke my heart. I never did it again.
Oh, actually, there was once I remember this kid at high school had a pen and it looked like, or rubber or something, but it looked like a vial of drugs. Like a little thing of drugs. Oh, yeah, okay. And I took it home and I just left it on my drawer. And mum came in and saw it and I fully acted like I'd been busted. And she was so distraught thinking that I'd started taking drugs.
Did she yell at you in jail?
Little did she know fucking 10 years later.
That I would be a drug. I am drug.
Fucking, I can't believe that. Your poor mum.
Well, there was also another time when I was wondering whether I should say this one. There was a time when I was out in like year 11 or 12 out drinking with my mates. I just tell my mom, going out, I'll be home later.
Oh yeah.
And then I'd go around with a couple of little gross Dero mates and we'd fucking get fucked up and just fuck around. And I was pretending to bash one of my mates and like people would walk past and get like really freaked out. And then I was doing it. We did it. A few people got some really funny reactions. And then I fucking did it. And then there was a couple walking on the other side of the road. And I stop and I look up and it's fucking mum and my stepdad. And they both stop and they're like looking. You can see that they're trying to work out who it is. And then I saw it was them and just fucking legged it. And then mum got home and called my mobile. And she's like, were you just beating the fuck out of someone? And I was like, no. That wasn't me. What are you talking about? And then you could just hear in mum's voice. She could tell I was lying. She's like, oh. Oh, well, just please. Like, she just thought I was on drugs or something again.
Oh, that's so she knew you were lying.
Yeah, and then I came home and was like, yeah, that was me. We were just fucking around.
That was good.
I remember my dad challenged me. He's like, all right, fess up. You're on drugs. What are they? Because, like, I was just like, I'd fuck around and, like, I don't know, at the dinner table, I'd play with my food and I'd do weird shit just to fuck with them for a reaction. I know.
And they thought you were on drugs.
Yeah, and then I was like,
not yet, Dad. We'll be later.
I was like, he's like, where have you been? Where'd you just go? And I'd gone down to 7-Eleven to get like a Slurpee and some lollies and a Maxi Bon. I was like, I went and got a Maxi Bon. And he's like, what the fuck is that? Is that what you call it this day? These days? The fucking Maxi Bon, where is it? I was like, it's an ice cream, Dad. And then he's like, yeah, they fully thought I was on drugs. But warranted with my behavior. Like, I look back and
You were disgusting.
Yeah. Like, even just when I didn't have friends around, just to my mum and dad, because I was bored, I'd fuck with them.
Yeah. Boredom fucking with people was something that I always did too. And people would, when I was younger especially, people would get so annoyed at me. Like, after a while, they'd be like, dude, can you just like... Because it would just be relentless, annoying. Like, and it would just make myself laugh.
Yeah, yeah. I get Julian with that shit all day. Like, constantly touching him or just like trying to scratch at him. Or so I'll brush past him or I'll comment on something. Constantly.
Repeat a word over and over.
It's funny that you mentioned beating people, like fake beating people up. We used to do a similar thing in Palm Beach on the dangerous streets of that place. And me and, you know, Aaron Shanks, another podcaster, me and him, like, and another friend, we used to, like, pretend to beat the shit out of one of us and, like, cars would pull over to, like, help, like, you know, to stop it because it looked like it was a beating.
Yeah.
And it was the funniest prank. And then as soon as they get out of the car, we just all sprint off together.
We should all start making out.
Oh, fingering each other.
Yeah. No, we're not fighting. We're fucking.
But... But this thing was the funniest thing. Like, laugh that we just played, like, you know, yelled.
You're lucky you didn't get shot, mate.
Yeah, I know.
That's the boy who cried wolf. And
he also cried wolf.
That's the end of that question. Next one.
All right, last question. It's from, Talar Ahmad again. Have you guys tried any aphrodisiacs?
Oh, you regulars fucking oysters and shit.
Isn't chocolate?
Yeah, I guess.
Dark chocolate.
Is that what you mean, aphrodisiacs?
Food doesn't get me in the mood. Yeah. Fucking drugs and alcohol.
It might, but you wouldn't even notice. You know, it might make you slightly a little bit hornier. You wouldn't be like, oh, must be the oysters. Lots of zinc. Have a diet full of zinc and you'll be fucking rock hard.
There's no aphrodisiac.
You like loneliness.
Yeah, oysters, watermelon, strawberries, chocolate, figs, asparagus, artichokes.
And a bottle of wine. There's no aphrodisiac
like loneliness. The heart! And fuck me. All right, let's have a quick look at this. So I commented on the Marty and Michael account.
So we've still got the two options, right?
Chappelle Corby. Or fucking...
Husey.
All right, so...
What would you lean towards if you felt it was your choice? What do you... If you could have the dream fucking hunt, what would you want? Chappelle or Husey?
I think Chappelle is just easy because, like, we're just after one response and it's very easy.
Yeah, I want to know.
So, I've commented Chappelle or Dave Hughes, but I think maybe we just do both. Right now, while we're all sitting here... I'm going to message her, all right? And we're going to fucking... where is she?
We're going to get to the bottom of this, quite frankly.
Because it's not right.
Like...
Her fucking sister is called Mercedes, all right? Now, obviously, that's the name of a car. You know that when you're naming your kid, that's the name of the
Mercedes
fucking car.
Mercedes the car was invented before she was born. Therefore, her dad either knew about that or she's a fucking car.
And that's what we're just going to try and clear up here. We want to find out if her sister, Mercedes, is a human or a car. So what should I say? Hey, Chappelle.
Hope it's flowing well in the free land because she's free now.
That's good. Hope it's flowing well. Hope it's flowing well for you. We're
two very important people.
We were just having a chat.
Yeah, over some tea.
Just having a chat.
Over some high tea.
At breakfast. And we're wondering if...
That old sister of yours.
And we're wondering, is that old sister of yours...
She goes by Mercedes.
A car.
Yeah, a car.
Or not. Okay, so I've got this. Hey, Chappelle. Hope it's flowing well for you. We were just having a chat at breakfast and we're wondering, is that old sister of yours a car or not?
That's all you
car
need to
or
say.
Human?
Do we go into more? Yeah, car or human? Human. Yeah, that goes into more detail.
All right, sent.
I wonder if Chappelle has one of these. One of these packs.
Maybe we should get it a promoted account. Anyway, so that's half of the hunt, all right? We'll just do that little side note. It'd be funny just seeing a reaction, okay? Right. Now with Husey, what are we going to fucking do to him?
Well, what did he used to do?
Maybe we could...
What's something that would... I'm furious. He used to have a furious segment.
Yeah, fucking Husey loses it.
Yeah. Can he still lose it? Has Husey lost it?
Has Husey calmed down?
And what's something that... To prove that he's calmed down, like watch something.
Maybe
he can
if
say.
We send him a chamomile tea, and he sends us a video of him drinking the tea and saying, "I've calmed down."
Oh my god!
Oh, he used to have a TV.
That's pretty big. Did you hear that, Matt?
Yeah.
We'll send him a tea bag, and then we'll ask him, "Hey, mate, we've sent you a tea bag. We're a bit worried about you. You seem to be. There was a period there where you kept losing it.
Yeah.
So we've sent you a tea in the mail. If you wouldn't mind." Drinking the tea and sending us a video and just saying that you've calmed down.
Yeah, and you've got your shit together. Elaborate if you want.
Yeah,
it's your choice.
That's good.
Just
that's
saying really you've good. Calmed down while having a sip.
Okay, so after this podcast, I'm going to message David Husey and see if he will drink the tea on and film it for us and send it to us, okay? Husey used to lose it all the time. We want to see if he's changed and calmed down.
Fuck, we're kicking goals here.
This podcast is really flying through the stratosphere of Australian media.
It's fucking impressive, dude. Like, I'm proud to be sitting here in this shithole.
Yeah. You used to piss.
Yeah, I haven't pissed for a while.
Pissed all over the ground.
Yeah. Oh. A shit will come. I've just got to save this shit, guys. For tomorrow's
corn. Oh, you're talking about... Yeah, Michael's been trying to shit himself live on the podcast. It's much harder than you think if it's while you're sitting down and while your pants are on. So, but obviously we can't waste the
corn poo.
Yeah, we've got a really expensive, highly sophisticated experiment in his guts at the moment. So, we've got to leave that in there. So, we're fucked. Sparing my cunt on it.
And that's that. So...
Ach du lieber, Deutsch.
What's Deutsch mean?
German.
Why do you say it's German? It's what everyone calls it.
Because it's a different language.
I'll never understand.
Deutschland.
Right. Okay.
Ich bin in Deutschland geboren. Mein Name ist Martin und ich bin Deutsch. Ich war 3 Jahre alt, als ich zum Australien hingekommen bin. Meine Mutter und Vater sind auch Deutsch. Ich kann nicht lesen. Michael would just be, if I took him to Germany... And just put him in the streets and he'd be...
Like that?
Yeah.
You did take me to Germany. Oh, my God. Very good, dude. Very good so far. Holy shit.
All right, the first phrase. In this segment, I just read very common German phrases as if I'm having a conversation with a fellow German. And then we translate them and you guys laugh and point and make fun of how strange my native tongue is. Das Leben ist kein Zuckerschlecken. Das Leben ist kein Zuckerschlecken. Schlecken. Zuckerschlecken. Schlecken. See how fast you have to be?
That sounds like...
The tongue is on the roof of my mouth and it explodes down. Schlecken, schlecken, Zuckerschlecken. Das Leben ist keine Zuckerschlecken.
Wow.
Schlecken.
Sounds like that's something that a disciplinist would say. Like someone who disciplines someone, that's how they talk.
Well, it is. The meaning is life is no sugar licking, which means like life is hard. So if you come across a whingy song, oh, I don't have enough money to buy $100,000 car, then you could say to them, Das Leben ist kein Zuckerschlecken.
Oh.
And they would understand. It's like, life is hard. Lady. Life is hard. You got to get ready for it, man. You got to work at it, man.
Yeah.
Das Leben ist kein Zuckerschlecken.
Oh. Sounds straining a bit.
Hey, don't break them.
You didn't let go.
My fucking finger. Oh,
I remember my parents using this one. I seriously do remember this one when I was a child. Okay, very common German phrase. Jetzt haben wir den Salat. Na, Scheiße! Jetzt haben wir den Salat.
Oh, Lord!
Jetzt haben wir den Salat.
Salat,
Salat,
Salat.
Now we have the salad.
Oh, what?
And that means great, like as in sarcastically, like it's not good.
Oh, so salads, everyone hates salads.
Jetzt haben wir den Salat!
So it's like someone...
You come inside, there's a mess everywhere, and you're Jetzt haben wir den Salat!
Yeah, okay.
Or you've asked someone to not go on their phone while they're driving, they rear-end someone, the airbag goes off, he's concussed. Jetzt haben wir den Salat!
Or...
Jetzt haben wir den Salat.
If like someone's brought the salad, you could say that too.
You could say it in a literal way. Oh, jetzt haben wir den Salat. Now we have the salad. So
last one.
Next one, please. Ich kenne mich hier aus. Ich kenne mich hier aus. Ich kenne mich hier aus.
That's sort of cute in a way.
And that basically means I know me here out. Which means, like, I know my way around this. I'm familiar with my surroundings.
I accept that one. I like that one.
Yeah, that's all right.
Ich kenne mich hier aus.
Yeah.
That sounds normal.
Yeah, si. Very si.
Do you know where I am? Yeah. Ich kenne mich hier aus.
Si, buongiorno.
No. That's not our language.
Oui.
We hate the French. Really offensive. Nothing like French. That's for sure.
You've got a French hat on.
Oh, it's an Australian lady's hat. Very offensive. I'm taking it off now. It's not a French hat, that's for sure. Definitely Australian.
Oh,
everything's much louder now.
Oh, fuck me. Okay.
And that is the end of the German segment, which brings us to our next segment, which is the PM unboxing. This week, we only have two letters that you guys have sent in. If you want to send us anything at all, you send us a shit, a vomit, a piss, a cum, breast milk, spit, whatever you want. You want to send us a book? You want to send us a letter? We'll open it live on the podcast, okay? Here is the fucking PO box. I pushed it down. What is it? 256?
PO Box 256, 4018, Tagum, Queensland, Australia. Also, we got a message of why we got this bullshit.
Oh, the blindfolds Michael's talking about. We got sent blindfolds a couple of weeks back with no context, and we thought it was the shittest thing we'd ever been sent.
I got a bit heated about it. But it was simply a mistake. They were meant to be sent to her.
Bullshit.
Yep.
What? Wow. We got sent them accidentally.
From China.
Oh, that's so good. I'm glad about that, Dan.
That then.
All right, well, looks like we got some pretty shit PO boxes this week. We got a couple of fucking letters.
Yeah, fuck, I'm worried about this.
What do we got here? Oh, fuck, someone's invited us somewhere.
Oh, we got a wedding to go to.
8th of April. Damn, it's already happened, has it? Oh, no, 2022.
Wow. We'll go to it.
Save the date for the wedding of Charlotte and Dakota.
Where's it at? Two girls?
Wow, where is it?
Sweet ass.
Charlotte and Dakota, messages for more. We'll go and Michael will even perform for you guys.
Like no, you normally dance at weddings?
I have before as wedding gifts. Done an interpretive dance, remember?
Yeah.
But
Look, it's in WA. Shitman.
Oh. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Are they members? If they're members of the website, then possibly.
So it's safe.
All right.
Yeah. And if it's your members.
The Instagram of charlotte.woodroff and Dacky Boy. Dacky Boy. So maybe it is a boy. I don't know. But that's cool. All right. Well, thanks for the invite. We'll see if we're around. And if we are, Michael will come and play guitar for a solid half an hour on his own solo. So thank you for offering that.
It's cute. I feel flattered.
Yeah, well, that's why you offered that, because you're happy that you got invited.
That's a first on the podcast, to a wedding.
I haven't been invited. I've only ever been to one wedding, so.
Really? Weddings are so fun. I fucking love just getting fucked up at weddings and shooting up in the bathrooms and coming out and causing a big ruckus, cunt.
It's not a bad time.
To Marty. So, just me this one, guys. Sorry about that. You are the fucking best. I've seen videos of you and your best mate, Michael. Every time I see the videos, I laugh so much. And your beautiful, amazing dog, Bosley. He is the sweetest. And my favorite video is when you cut Michael's hair for him to be a peacock. God, you and Michael are goddamn fucking best guys. Ever you guys are bit like brothers. I wish I could be crazy. And even having friends, I wish I could see you and Michael. So keep up the good work, Marty. I hope I'll hear from you soon. From Haley. Haley, thank you very much. That is a lovely video. And yes, you're right. Michael is the one in my videos sometimes. you might see him make an appearance in my videos. Yeah, so spot on.
She's got lovely, neat handwriting.
Yeah, I can't tell if she's... There's no full stops. It's one massive sentence. But
hey,
fuck it. But thank you very much, Haley.
She's allowed to swear. She wrote fucking.
Well, she might not be 10 years old. Might just be like...
Just really different sort of handwriting.
Yeah.
But thank you, Haley.
Good word for it.
We appreciate you. Well, he does, and I'm just the friend.
Alright. But that's the fucking... How the cookie crumbles these days, cunt.
I guess it's prank call time.
It sure fucking is, mate. It sure fucking is. Our final segment of the day. It's the prank call. God, I feel like we've been quite flat this episode.
Well, it's been a big day and it's going to be a big week. But all in all, there's been some good moments. And I'm pretty excited for this prank call. And we're healthy.
Hello.
Hello. Is this the tattoo shop?
Yeah, it sort of is. We've got no phone at the moment, so it's been diverted to my phone, which I own the shop.
Right, right. Are you able to take bookings and stuff, or...?
No. Can you go on our Facebook page, and we can get your phone number off that?
I don't have Facebook. Is there any way I could just maybe call like a tattoo artist or something or book something in?
It's pretty hard because I don't know what you're after it in. If you go to the shop tomorrow, we're open from 10 o'clock to at least 6.
Right, yeah, right.
And just go there and you can talk to somebody.
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah, with that storm the other day, we've got no internet, so it's fucked.
You're joking. That big storm took out the bloody wires, did it? The bloody telecommunications.
I don't know what's happened. They're just coming around tomorrow morning.
Must be the bloody telecommunications or something got shut down when the lightning hit the bloody the servers there. So anyway, I'll go and have a look at the servers and I'll see if I can get it back up running.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'll give you buzz back.
We've got a technician coming in tomorrow morning, so we don't know if it's going to be up and going first thing or not.
Well, I can have a look myself. I'll just go and I'll go around. I know where they are. There's the service for that area, and I'll go have a look. So I'll let you know how I go.
Technical savvy, are you?
Oh, mate, yeah, nothing a bit of bloody YouTube can't fix. You know, I'm doing stuff like that all around the house all the time. So I'll go on. I'll pop over and have a look. I'll give you a buzz back.
If you come in, I'll get your name and phone number because we've got so many other problems. I can pay you to come and fix other problems.
Oh, there you go, mate. Yeah, we'll see it. We'll see how I go. With this one. But yeah, I'll pop around and because I think it's just been one of the bulbs is probably short circuit or something from the energy coursing through it. So I'll go and see if I can swap that over, and I'll give you a buzz in about half and see if I sort it today.
Okay, no worries, mate.
No worries, mate. See you later.
Bye.
See ya.
I guess we call back in 5 and say that, yeah, I just got here. It's fucked. Like, it's never coming back. Like, your system is shut down. It's shut down forever.
Hello?
Hey, mate, it's me again. I was just around the bloody corner. Just pulled up across the road from it, and like I could even see just walking over to it that there's big problems with it. The receivers are all spread out on the ground, and one of them's actually still like a live wire at the bottom there, and it's just getting a bit out of control. I might have to call the fire department here and get them to come, because one of the live wires, it's banging up against the wall pretty hard. And yeah, it's getting close. It's just down where the transmitters are, mate. The
transmitter?
The transmitter's just near the joint where all the remember the telecommunications fell down?
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
You know how your phone's out at the tattoo shop? I just come down to the transmitter station and the wires are fucked, mate. They are strewn across the bloody...
Where are the transmitters?
The transmitter's just down the road from the tattoo shop, mate. Where the phones are down. The power lines are draped across the road. There's kids walking bloody dogs over there, mate. There's bloody children running around. I'm going to have to bloody get the hammers involved here, mate. I'm going to have to do some hard work on this one tonight, brother.
Yeah, well, you do what you'll have to do. I'm out and about, so I can't help you.
Yeah, mate, well, it's just getting a bit, like, it's getting a bit hairy here. There's a bit of fucking, I see some smoke coming from one of the back corners there, and the receivers are actually all bundled up. I don't know if you can hear it, mate. It's fucking loud. Oh, my God! My arm is on fire! My arm is on fire! Oh my God, mate! Stop, drop and roll! Stop, drop and roll! Stop, drop and roll!
Scream with agony. What was he saying?
I heard him saying something about, oh, you're funny cunt at the end.
Oh. Dude, I'm happy with that. You don't win them all, and that was good.
Two parters.
My arm is on fire. Imagine hearing that.
It's like, oh, I got no idea where. What are you talking about, mate? Some random calls him and tells him he's going to go fix his fucking phone problem. And then he's like, oh, well, just do what you can, mate. Just do what you can. Just okay with a stranger.
Oh, you're there within less than 5 minutes. Oh, that was very good. I liked it.
I enjoyed how we created it. Right on the spot during the phone call.
Yeah, that was good. Very spontaneous.
All right, guys, that brings us to the end of episode number 14.
That's why we are the best. We are the best. We are the best. We are the best. We are the best.
Best. Better than the rest. Best.
Bested. How did he best
me? Fuck.